Parshas Acharemos, Revi, Perek Yitches, Pasuk Chabes, Ves, Zachar, Los, Yishkav, Yishkav, Yisha, Toi, Vahi, you should not lie with a man as one lies with a woman, it's an abomination. Pasuk Chav Gebel, V'chobay Malus, Tin, Shach, Techa, V'l'tamei Ba, V'yisha, Los, Amid, Sa'amod, V'fnei, Habahima, Behima, the Riva'a, Tevelhu. Do not lie with any animal to be made impure with it. A woman should not stand before an animal for mating. It is a perversion. Rashi says, Tevelhu, Lashon Kadesh, which means harlotry, Ve'erva, nakedness, Ve'niv, and adultery. Ve'chein Ve'api al Tavlison, meaning Tavlison, which means perversion. Tavar Acher, Tevelhu, Lashon Belil, which is a mixture in Irbuv Zera Adam, Ve'zera Behima, mixing of the seed of man and seed of an animal. Pasuk Chav Dalet, Al Titamu B'chol Eilat. Don't become impure with all these things. For all these things, through all these things, the nations became impure, and I am going to expel them before you. That who the nations I will expel before you became impure because of these things. And the land became impure. And they recalled its iniquity upon it. And the land vomited its inhabitants. Pasuk Chavav, Ushmartem Atem, and you should watch Eschukosayavis Mishpatai, my decrees and my rule, my laws. Vlos Asumi Kol Tayvos Sa'ila, you shouldn't do any of these abominations. Hazrach Vager Hagar B'socham, the resident and the proselyte who's dwelling amongst you. Pasuk Chavzan, Ki Es Kol Tayvos Sa'il, all these abominations, Asu Anshi Ha'aretz Asherot Neham, the people in this land had done before you, but Titama Ha'aretz, and the land became impure. Pasuk Chavches, Vlos Sa'ki Ha'aretz Aschem, and the land should not vomit you out, v'tamachem as someone you are v'tameit, kasher ka es hagoyim asherot nehem, as it has vomited out the nations that came before you. Rashi says, v'osa ki aretz eschem, mashal ben melech, it's compared to the son of a king, sheach galiu davar ma'as, he eats something very repulsive, she'ina omri b'mev, and his stomach can't hold it. El makiu, he vomits it out. Kach eretz Yisrael, so to eretz Yisrael, enu mekayemes av ve'avera, does not abide transgressors, which means don't empty, emptying, which means emptying itself out by expelling them. Anyone who does all these abominations, and the people doing so will be cut off from among their people. Both male and female. Pasuk Lamed, you should safeguard my charge. Safeguard my charge that these abominable traditions that were done before you will not be done. And you should not become impure through them. And Yeshem Elkechem, I am Yeshem your God. Rashi says, this is a warning for Bezin about this idea. Don't make yourselves impure. But if you make yourselves impure, I am not your God. And you become to my followers. What benefit do I have from you? When you are deserving annihilation. That's why it says, I am Hashem, your God. Meaning here it means this idea that it's a conditional statement. Parashas Kedoshim, Perek Yitzes, Pasuk Aleph. I did Hashem, Moshe Leimar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk Beis, Daver Al Bita, called out, Spenei Sel, speak to all the Jewish people saying, V'marta Aleihem, say to them, Kedoshim, to you, speak holy, Kedosh Ani El Hashem Elokeichem, for I am holy, Hashem, your God. Rashi says, Daver Al Bita, called out, Spenei Sel, Malamid, Shemar Parashazu, B'Hakel. This statement has been said within, amongst the gathering of the Jews, Mivnei Shirov Kufi Torah, Tulimah, because the majority of the essential laws of the Torah are dependent upon this parasha. Kedoshim to you, hey Purushim and Arayos. Be separate from Arayos, min Avera, and from sin. Shekol makom sh'atamotzi geder Avera, Erva, when you find the idea of restricting of Erva, atamotzi kedusha, you find holiness. Ish zon of achalala, ani Hashem mekadoshchem. The kohen shana meri azon achalala, then the contrast is, I am Hashem, which sanctifies you. Lo yichal al haro, the kohen shana defile his children. Ani Hashem mekadoshchem, I am Hashem, which sanctifies him. Kedoshim to you, ish zon of achalala, that's the contrast in this psukim.
A man, his father and mother, he has to fear, and he should watch my Shabbosim,
Rashi says, Ishma Bhav Tiro, Ko Echel Mikem, every one of you, Tiro, Alpha of Imo, you have to read your father and mother. So, Pshita, that's simple reading. Midrasho, Ainli, Ella, Ish, Isha, Miaheino, woman, Kshomer, Tiro, in the plural, Kol Harikan Shem, that's two. MK, Laman, number Ish, so why do you have to say man? We already know it's two. Ish, Sipik, Viodo, Lasos, no, a man has the ability to perform the commandment. But a woman has subject to the authority of others, so she's not always obligated to do kibabim. Imo ve'aviv tirau kan hiktim im la'av. Here it's saying the mother before the father. It's revealed before Hashem. Shaben yiras of the son reveres his father yosmi imo more than his mother. Ve'chod and with respect to honoring his parents, hiktim avleim. The Torah has the father before the mother. Tishigol lefano because Hashem knows shaben mechaves imo. The son honors his mother yosmi aviv more than his father. Because she wins him over with pleasant words. As Shabbos said to Shmaru, Samach Shmir Shabbos L'marav, because the juxtaposition between Shabbos and fearing one's father and one's parents. Lomar Ava Pishis Harticha, even though I warned you, Al Marav, to honor, to revere your father, Im Yom Melacha Chalal Shabbos, if he says, violate the Shabbos, Al Tishmalo, don't listen to him, Bechain, Bishar, Kolins, that's also with regards to all the other commandments. Ani Hashem Mikkechem, Atav Bavicha, you and your father are obligated to uphold my honor. Therefore, do not listen to him. To cancel my words. What's called Mora, parents? Lo should become don't sit in his place. Don't speak in his place. Lo don't contradict his words. Izu kavu, what's kavu? Ma'achil, ma'ashke, drinking, feeding, ma'albish, dressing, middle, putting the shoes, ma'achas, escorting, mostly, and escorting out. Escorting in and escorting out. Do not turn to the idols. And don't make molten gods for yourselves. And Yeshua Makecha, and Yeshua Makad. Rashi says, do not turn to the idols. Love them to serve them. Alilim, love from El. The word El, Alilim, means is related to the word not. Kaloha Chashuv, it's like nothing. They're originally not entities, but if you turn to follow them, your end shall be made, shall be to make them gods. You shall make for yourselves. Do not make for others, and not others for you. And maybe it means do not make for yourselves, but other people can make for you. You shouldn't have objectively have lo shalcha, lo shalchem, not of yours and not of others. So the pasuk here is saying, do not make them for others and others for you as well. Pasuk he says, v'chuzavach shalmim l'Hashem l'shalchem t'tzbach. When you slaughter a sacrifice, a big shalmim for to Hashem, you should slaughter it to appease for you. Rash says, v'chisiz v'chuv v'gomer l'ner pashuzu el l'lamid shaltiz v'chasan elva amnas na'yachem l'ha'achir b'sochaz manazeh. If you're shachting the korban shalomim, you have to have the intention to shacht it and eat it within the time frame. Shib l'kvo lehem zvan achila, harik kvar nemar, im nezer nedava zvan korbano, because we already have the time limit mentioned earlier in Perek Zayin. Yerso achem tizbachu, tchila svichasam tia amenas anachas rach. The outset of the shechita should have the intent to fulfill Hashem's ratzon. Shilachem lechem should be for an appeasement for Hashem. Shim tachshuva alav machshos psul, lerzo alechem lefonai, because you have an invalid thought, is not appeasing for me. Appointment, which means in old French, appeasement. That's simple reading. Rabbi Zayn loved him. He kind of the rabbis loved him. Sassi because when he performs unintentional acts that of with things that are holy, the apostles and valid shesherch shesgalish chot must have the intention to slaughter. Pasuk vav. B'yom sivchachem yeachel yomacharas. He must eat it on your day of slaughter and on the next day. But oser ad yom hashlishi be'ish tisarif and the remainder. Until the third day, she burnt in fire. When you slaughter it, you should slaughter it for this intention, which I have already fixed for you. But if you eat on the third day, it's rejected. The lawyer it said is not considered pleasing. Rashi says, and if you will eat it, if it's not telling us about the rules of eating it beyond its time, we already know. There it talks about the Isra of Pigal, which is Chutzlano. So maybe it's referring to this pasuk, it should be applied to talk about if you have it the kavanah to eat in a different place. Yochel yichayv mekari shemayif thought yichayv karas anchi lasa for eating tamal omer nefesh achos menu avonot yisa. The one who eats it, yah bears its sin. Menu lo mechaver, meaning it but not its friend that's like it. Yotzan shchav machshav chutzizmano, excluding something which is shechted chutzizmano that's not included in karis, as the pasuk will implies earlier in parak zayin to exclude this case. Pigol, it's rejected. Misoiv, it's repulsive. Kvo umarak pigulim biklechem. The gravy that is repulsive, it is in their vessels. Pasuk ches. Va'ochlav avonot yisa, ki kodesh Hashem chilel. The one who eats it bears his iniquity, because it's holy, thanks to Hashem, he is desecrated, and he will be excommunicated, his soul, from his people. Va'ochlav avonot yisa, but no sir, gomer, kosum, dar, dar. We're talking about real no sir. Ve'inon, which carries business, carries, al-nishchachotzim, come over to one who eats it, outside, to one who shechted it with the intention to be outside his place. Shekhar Maisa, Mirta Kosov, shechted outside his place, Shari Mirta Kosov, because the Torah excludes it from Karis, Vizeb Nosar Gomer Bidabra, and this is only talking about Nosar, when Misachas Krisus, the man of Mizir Shavah, and that we learn Krisus from Mizir Shavah, that we're talking about Nosar. Pasuk Gatsim, Kutsuchem, Kitsir Aschem, Lo Sachala Pas, Lo Chal, Lo Ksar, Look, it's Kir Sachala, Lo Sachala, when you reap the harvest of your land, you should not finish the corner of your field to reap it, you should not gather the gleanings of your harvest. Rashi says, Lo Sachala Pas, Lo Chal, pay up the self today or the corner of your field. Shein Yechi should leave that area. Look, Kir Sachala, Shivalim Hanusharim, stalks that fall away, b'shas k'tzira, the time of the reaping, achas or shtayim, one or two, that you should leave. Ava sholosh in a leket, but three stalks together that fall away, in a leket, nekel, leket. Pasuk good, b'chamechal lo salel, you should harvest the young grapes, u'per chamechal lo salkot, and the fallen fruits of the vineyard you should not gather, l'ani v'lager, tazob asam, you should leave for the ger and the ani, ani ashev l'kechel, amesh amigad, rash is lo salel, don't take all the young grapes in the vineyard. Shame the carrots which are identifiable. Is all the young grapes. Kosh in lokesef, lokesef doesn't have a shoulder, lo notaf or drops, and it doesn't drop. Like the, it's just a turns of definition. The upper cluster weighs down on one another like a man leaning on his friend's shoulder. The lower clusters hang straight down, resemble or drops the dripping from the bunch. Peret chaimacha. Hanusharm, Gregory and Agavim, the small grapes. Hanusharm which fall off the cluster, b'shachas b'sir, the time of the picking. You shall leave that. And Yisham lakecham daim and proash. Hashem is the judge who exacts punishment. Ve'ini govim ikem el nefash. I only collect lives. Shemar al tigzol dal. Don't steal from a poor person. Ki Hashem yiriv yivam. Hashem will fight for him. Ve'kavak kuvasam nefash and despoil the lives of those who despoil them. Pasuk it out. Lo signovu, do not steal. V'lo sicha chashu, v'lo sishakir u'ishpat. And so, don't deny falsely, do not lie one man to his fellow. Lo signovu, azhara, l'goni v'amun. It's an azhara to one who steals money, v'lo signovu, but the verse, you should not steal, shvatar sadirbos, which is in the 10 commandments, azhara l'goni v'amun, that's referring to stealing people. Dabar l'goni v'amun, that's in context, dabar shachayv l'avisas v'ezim, which is things that people are chayv the death penalty for. Lo sicha chashu, v'vishnamar, v'ki chashbav, v'gomit Torah said he denies it. Principle in the fifth. L'manu onish, we know the onish, but the asar, we know the negative commandments in this time alone, or this pasuk, lo sechah hashu, do not deny it falsely. Lo sechah lufishu namar, since the Torah says, v'shpah shaker, you swore falsely, v'shalayim kerem mechomish, pays a fifth and a principle. L'manu onish, you know the onish, asar, you know the negative commandment, time alone, lo sechahru, you should not lie. Lo sechnovu, lo sechah hashu, lo sechahru, lo sechahu, im ganat, if you steal so from the tachesh, you're going to deny falsely, so from the shaker, you're going to lie. And so chalei shav l'shaker, they're going to falsely swear if you do all this stuff. Pasuk in base, v'lo sishvav l'shim l'shaker, don't swear in my name falsely, v'chilat l'shem l'kecha, and desecrate the name of Hashem, and Hashem, I'm Hashem. Rashi says, v'lo sishvav l'shim l'shaker, lo minar, why does it say l'fich n'amar, v'lo sishvav l'shem l'kecha l'shav, don't swear in Hashem's name falsely in vain, yachol l'hichayev el Hashem ha-miyuchad, matter of fact, only if you use the name l'shem ha-miyuchad, y'kev avkei. Minan Rabos Kolha Kinuim, how you know all the other names that are also used in a shul will be also in Isser. Famalomar, Los Shbu Vishmila Shakar, Kol Shame Shishna, any name that I have that is included in the Isser. Los Ashok, Zakovash Sahar Sahir, that's one withholds the wages of workers. For Los Sullen, Loshanakeva, Musava Pu'ula, that's mean the Sullen should not go overnight, the act itself. That's our Tosugi Gimel. Do not cheat your friend, do not rob payment from the work of a hired worker, and the work should not, and he shouldn't stay overnight with you until the morning. Again, Rashi says, "Lo sashok zekovish schar sechir." That's when withholds the wages of a hired worker. Lo salin lashon akiva musaf al peula, meaning the word salin, which means it, the work should not stay overnight. Ada boker b'schar yom chasmid hour. We're talking about a worker who's hired for the day. Shit yaso tishkachama, he finishes at the end sunset. The first time for payment is the entire night. The Malcolm Achomer in another place says, the sun should not set over him. Talking about a night worker, his completion of his work is when the day starts, when the day break. Therefore, that's why his collection of his wages is the rest of the day. The Torah gave time for the Baal Bayis, Ona, a day or night period, to seek money. Don't curse a deaf person. You should not have placed a stumbling block before a blind person, and you should fear Hashem. I am Hashem. Now, she says, it's only about a deaf person can't hear. In the man that Rabbis call Adam, how you know every person you can't curse? Hamalomar, the Amcholos, or don't curse a leader among your nations. Imkain, Lomar Machirish. So how you know, including, why does he a deaf person if he's also included from the previous pasuk? It's only cursing a person who's alive. So to any person who's alive, excluding some who's not alive. Don't place a stumbling block in front of a summa about a particular matter. Which means don't give advice, which is not appropriate to him. Or don't say, and you twist him to take advantage of him, and you take the field from him. Since this matter is not given to people, to know if the intent of this person who gives the bad advice, the tova for the good, or the raw for bad, and you could escape. Lomar and say, I meant well, therefore, never above, you shall fear from Hashem, who recognizes the nature of your thoughts. Anything that is given over to the heart of a person that he does, and other people do not recognize Narabo, Therese Makacha, it says you should fear Hashem.